Peter's like coming across, you know, imagine Peter wanting to be like, you know, super disciple, super Christian, you know, and like, boom, here's the slam dunk, man. All the disciples are going to be like high-fiving me and everything. So he doubles it and then like puts one for good measure on there. And, you know, it's like, hey, how often do I have to forgive my neighbor or someone who sins against me? And he's like, seven times? I mean, that's pretty awesome, right, Jesus? Okay, so this is what Jesus says here, verse 22. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. That's a lot, right? That's what is that, 490? I added that up. It's not on the top of my head. But it's 490 times. Okay, now here's the deal. What Jesus is saying, guys, is stop counting. It's not like that. You see what I'm saying? Stop counting. If you have a card or something, a piece of paper folded up in your wallet, and, you know, I'm at like 488 in your book, you know what I mean? Then, you know, you got a problem, right? I mean, Jesus is saying, stop counting. It's not a law thing. It's not about numbers, dude. We're talking grace here, okay? So now let's talk about this. Jesus Christ forgives us of all our sins, man. You know what I mean? Clean slate, bro. We are forgiven. So we cannot have our little calculator out there saying 488, 488. Boom! Man, I officially hate you. I want you to get in a car wreck, dude. Bad things I want to happen to you now. And I feel good about that. That's not what he's saying. Amen. Can I get a witness in the church? All right. God is good. Okay. Don't keep track. Okay. Therefore, so Jesus here is like, Pete, check this out. So he goes into this awesome, awesome story. We all know the story, but man, this is good stuff in here. And I want each and every one of us to leave here energized and refreshed and ready to forgive those who have sinned against us, those who have hurt us. Y'all with me? Hey, man, I'm not talking about somebody kind of ruffled my feathers, man. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those deep, deep hurts, man. Those things that still are joy. Those things that really hurt my relationships with other people. Are y'all with me this morning? Whatever it is, we got to forgive. Amen. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. Who's the king? God. God's the king, right? Okay, so let's get that straight. When we see the king in the story, that is God. Okay, that's not you. That ain't you. You're not the king, okay? So, well, anyways, I don't want to get ahead of myself. When he began to settle, one servant was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Listen, 10,000 talents is a lot of money. 10,000 talents. Let me read this, okay? You're welcome. I did a lot of research for you, okay? Well, I'm being silly. I wanted to dig this stuff up because this is good stuff. One talent, okay, we're talking about 10,000 talents. This is what the dude owed the king, 10,000. Talents. If you got it, say, I got it. Okay. Do I need to start over? Robin's so cool. Rob's like, no, dude. No, you do not. No. Okay. One talent. Listen, one talent is almost 20 years of work. One talent is almost 20 years of work. So we're talking about 10,000 talents. So what we're talking about is a debt this dude could not pay. Is it making sense? That's us, man. We owe a debt that there's no way we can pay. Okay. So this dude can't pay it. Okay. Okay. So anyways, when he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold. Okay. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all they had, and payments to be made. Now listen to that verse I just read there. When we hold this is important stuff, man. Okay, so listen. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this story. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so listen, man. Everybody knows the story. We've read it 1,000 times. We've heard it in Sunday school. But really let this sink in this morning. I cannot stress how important this is to our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so anyone can tell me where we're at. Okay, and since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children. Now listen, this is so important, because when I hold on to unforgiveness, like all sin, don't think for a moment that you're the only person that is feeling the results of it. You know what I mean? Your family's under this burden. Everybody around you has to deal with the fallout, you know, of, oh, you know, little Susie brought up, you know, this dude's name, and now dad's going crazy. Anybody ever been there? Let's be honest, man. You in church. I've been there more often than I like to admit, man. This is a big deal in my life, man. Super, 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 super big deal. Forgiveness is something that the Lord has really, really been working with me on for years, man. You know what I mean? And you know what? We can't play around with it. We got to do it. Amen. Okay, so anyways, you're not the only one that suffers, you know. Yeah, you're the one losing sleep and stuff like that. You're the one that gets sick when you think about this person, this dude, whoever it is, group of people, whatever you got going on, man. But it's affecting your whole family. Amen. They know that that name don't need to come up. You know what I mean? Okay. Okay, now listen to this. So, with his wife and children and all that they had, throw him into prison and payments to be made. Okay, so listen, we're in bondage. We're in prison. Think about that. It's hurting you. Somebody said that unforgiveness is like drinking poison, right? You ever heard this? Not really? Okay, well, I made this up. I didn't make it up. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to feel it. You know what I mean? You're in bondage, man. All right, it's ruining your day. Some of us, man, our lives had stopped, you know, at that point. No joy, no real joy. You know what I mean? And if you do have joy, it's like boom, washed away the second that thought enters your mind. You're ruining your life, man. We're ruining our lives when we don't forgive. Amen. And there's a lot more than this temporal life here on earth that's at stake. Amen. Okay. All right. God is good. Thrown into prison. How much cash flow are you going to get in the big house? Back in the day, okay, I'm not talking about now, you know, with the license plates and, you know, and all that, doing that, whatever, sanding furniture, whatever, you get a couple pennies on the dollar, and by the time you get out, you know, you get a bus ticket and $50 or whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about back in the day. I'm talking about Bible days. You ain't making no money. There's no money to be made. Here it is again. Dude, you are in prison. Okay, you cannot get out on your own. You cannot be set free on your own. Are y'all with me? Can't do it. 26. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife. I already read that. 26. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. Have patience on me, and I will pay you everything." See, there it is again, man. We don't gauge our own sin correctly. We don't. We're looking out, man. We're looking at other people's sin. You see what I'm saying? And we compare ourselves to them. We're like, well, I'm not that bad. The dude says, I can pay this. Give me some time, and I'll pay this on my own. What are you talking about, dude? What are you talking about, man? 10,000 talents? That's a trillion dollars. That you can't do that. You can't do it on your own. That's the point I'm trying to make. You owed a debt. I owed a debt. We all owe a debt that there's no way on earth you can ever pay on your own. Works ain't going to get you there. The dude's like, hey, man, have mercy, and I'll get it to you, bro. I'll figure out something. I'm playing the lotto, man. You know, you just give me some time. I got some stuff. I got a lot of stuff in the fire, man. Just please. I can't go back to prison. Anybody ever said that? Okay, God is good. No one's ever said that, huh? Oh, God is good. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Okay. So the servant, have patience with me, and I will pay everything. Verse 27. This is a good verse. Is it on? Yeah, you got it right there. And out of pity for him, the master, who's the master? The Lord, man. The Lord. See, when we hold unforgiveness, never mind. I'm getting excited, and I want to get ahead. But I could cut this. Never mind. Okay. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him his debt. Everybody say, what? What? I say it like this. What? What? Okay. All right. Settle down. Okay. Look, man, you can't pay this debt on your own. Okay. And this is what our Heavenly Father does. I want you to understand this. Somebody has to pay that debt. Somebody has to pay for your sins. You know that? Either you're going to do it or you're going to accept that free gift. Amen. The king washes the debt away, man. See, I'm gonna take the loss in this one, okay? He had pity on the servant. Okay, who's excited? Listen, man, we can't be blasé. I know, man, life gets tough, and sometimes we forget what's really been done for us. But who is stoked up right now? Who is excited about the Lord God Jehovah taking pity? We didn't deserve it, man. We don't deserve it. We're not good enough. Like the dude, man, he's like, we can't earn it. You ain't good enough. You ain't cool enough. It ain't going to happen, man. You can't do it on your own. I don't care what your college professor said. I don't care what grandma said. All roads do not lead to salvation. It ain't going to happen, man. Oh, well, you just have to be sincere. Man, you can sincerely send yourself right into the pits of hell, dude. Now, the big deal, man, you know, well, I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. But, I mean, dude, people are counting on you. People are looking at you. Your kids, man, they need you to make this stand. Your kids need you to forgive those people. Amen? Dude, I've walked a mile in these shoes, man. Or, like, years in these shoes, man. Amen? Everybody with me? All right. Okay, let's go to the next slide. But when that same servant, man, this is bad, man. This is horrible when you read it. But you know what? I'm this dude. I'm this guy. Some of you in here, if you want to be honest, you're this guy. Like, straight up. But when that same servant went out, same dude, just got forgiven 10,000 talents. Is that right? Am I saying, yeah, a trillion dollars. A trillion, it's a trillion dollars is what it really compares to. But you know what? When I was little, not too long ago, a couple years ago, when I was a youngster, I'd hang out with Tommy, Tim, Clayton, Stevie, who's my buddies, man. And we would talk about, it's funny because I was doing this study and I immediately went back to this 5-acre plot out in American Farms, out in the woods with my homies in this clay pit. And we were talking about the money we were going to make. And you know what? We would talk about money that didn't even exist. You know what I mean? Like a gazillion dollars is what I'm going to have in my bank account. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say. You can't pay this debt on your own. It's unreachable, right? You can't do it on your own. Amen. But God so loved the world, amen, so loved the world that he sent his son to die for us, right? Okay. So we can't hold back forgiveness. We can't. We just can't do it. Let me make my point, or try to. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Everybody say 100 denarii. Well, Brother Larry, I'm glad you asked. Anybody in here love Brother Larry? Okay, anyways, let's get back on track. I love Brother Larry. 100 denarii is over 3 months worth of pay. It is 100 days wages. So listen, when you hear the preacher, and I'm not knocking other preachers, man. I know I don't always get it right, okay? And I take this very serious. But when you, the people that you've heard in the past that say it was like an unreachable amount of money, and then the other servant owed the guy like $1 or $5 or $10, that's not true. It's a substantial amount of money that this servant owed the other dude. But put up next to the debt that was just paid for him, it is nothing. But see, when we look at this, we're talking about over 3 months worth of pay. Who wants to give me, like, seriously, dude, I need it. Who wants to give me, like, over 3 months worth of pay? Don't think of it as, it's a business opportunity. I got to keep good on a promise I made years ago in American Farms. And no, time's a wasting. No, I'm playing. But this is a real substantial amount of money. 100 days pay. You don't want to give that up. What I'm saying is the things that happen to you, they're real, man. They're real, and they really hurt, right? Amen? Not really? No one knows what I'm talking about? This junk can ruin our lives. But when we put it up to what's been done for you, it's nothing. I'm not discounting. I'm not saying the pain's not real. Bad stuff happens to people. People abuse people. People do things they have no business doing to other people. But you know what? Maybe this. Now, this is true in my life. There are people in my life, or there are people that have been in my life that could hate me if they wanted to. They really, really could. Some people, I don't even know where they are. Couldn't find them if I wanted to. But, I mean, there's some people, dude, I really want to look up, but I can't because I can't find them. You know what I mean? And I want to say, I'm sorry, you know. There might be people in your life, dude, that could have a grudge against you as well. I'm just saying, think about that one, okay? That's what I'm saying. We look out. We look out with our eyes. You know, we're like, man, evil, evil, sinful folk. Evil, evil, sinful folk. You know what I mean? I ain't that bad, really. Compared to whoever, I ain't that bad. Wrong, man. We've all fallen short. We've all blown it. We couldn't pay that debt. But Jesus Christ paid for that debt with his own blood. Amen? Everybody cool? Okay. So he's leaving. Ricky, he's leaving. He's leaving the palace. He's leaving whatever. And he bumps into the, you know, he bumps into the other servant. Oh, dude, sorry, Bill. Bill! And he starts choking this guy. I mean, for real, he's choking the dude, right? Is he holding a grudge? You know what I mean? Is he got a forgiveness problem, Donnie, right? He's like, oh, pardon me. You know, we can get like that. Maybe you ain't going to choke somebody in public, but would you do it if you weren't never going to get caught? No, I mean, do you wish something really, really bad would happen? I'm just saying. Okay, all right. This is what he does, man. And seizing him, he doesn't even be like, Brother Merrill, he's not even like, dude, where's my over 3 months worth of pay? You ain't got it? You just seize him, start choking the dude. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe now. Dude can't even talk. You ever seen, that's dumb. All God's people say, that's dumb. You ever seen Star Wars? I'm not doing that, man. I'm not going to talk about Star Wars. We're watching that Wednesday, I think, up here. We're not. Just everybody, the Lord has a sense of humor, all right? Y'all remember that? Okay, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and, listen, this is almost verbatim. This is pretty much verbatim what the dude just said to the king. He's walking out the door. He starts choking the guy. Listen, he fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me and I will pay you. Same thing he just said. Dude just got forgiven. All that, moving ahead. He refused. This is what we do, man. I've done it. I just have to be honest with you right now, okay? He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. How much money is that dude going to be able to earn him in prison? None. He ain't going to get over, 3 months, almost 4 months worth of money in prison. That ain't going to happen. Dude's probably going to get diphtheria or malaria or something. You know what I mean? Dude ain't going to be able to pay him back. But that's what you do. That's what we do. We throw people in prison in our hearts. Man, boom, I'm done with you. I hate you. Am I being honest? I mean, am I making any sense? We do that to people. We put them in bondage, and we don't want to let them go until we do good by it, until they do good by it, and they ain't never going to be able to be good enough. They're never going to be able to pay you back until you release them. Until you release them, they're in prison. They can't earn it back. It's not going to happen because the damage has already been done, and it's not repairable. My life stopped right there. My life's done. I'm living. I'm breathing, but, man, I'm done with you. I'm just, you done stole my joy forever. I want bad things to happen to you. I'm talking about someone in here. I'm playing. God is good. Okay. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. Okay. Verse 31. Dude, Paul Jr. is on the spot with the monitors, man. I ain't even said to turn a slide or whatever. He's on it. When his fellow servants, remember this, we talked about this earlier, your family suffers. When you have unforgiveness in your heart, it don't just affect you, but also people around you, man. People that don't live in your house, the people at work, they're like, hey, I know you're new here. When you see Paul coming, do not mention anything about his dad. Just don't do that, all right? Unless you want to put up with some ruckus, all right? We affect everybody around us when we're holding on to sin, when we're holding on to unforgiveness. People are walking around eggshells, man. How do you know so much? Because I've lived this, man, for real. Everybody do this. Everyone just get up and do this. It feels so good. I'm playing. Okay, God is good. Okay, anyways, when his fellow servants see these dudes, they're affected too, man. You destroy, you're hurting yourself, your reputation. You know what I mean? Hey, Paul's a good guy. He's okay, but dude, hey, man, unforgiveness problem, big time. You know what I mean? When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed. You see what I'm saying? And they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Now let's go to the next slide. Dude had quite a debt. That's a huge debt, man. Amen. Okay. Then his master summoned him. Man, nobody wants this to happen. We do not want this to happen. We do not. If Jesus Christ, he's here. But Jesus Christ, let me just read the text, man. Then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant. Who wants to hear that? I want to hear some well done. I'm not talking about my order at Ryan's. I want to hear well done, a good and faithful servant. The last thing y'all want to hear, a wicked servant, man, depart from me. How dare you slap my son's sacrifice in the face? You know what I'm saying? Then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant. That sounded serious. You wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servants as I had mercy on you? So when you say it like that, God, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I see what you're saying. You know what? You're not going to be able to produce no sound argument. You know what I mean? You went, whatever you're thinking, because I'm there, man. I'm not there. I've been there. I've lived there. It ain't going to hold water. If you can mouth anything, however it's going to go down, you will have nary a leg to stand on. That's how it is, man. Think about what has been done for us. We cannot hold back forgiveness. Okay. Anybody getting anything out of this? Is anybody mad at me right now? Because you have to forgive me. We're doing good on time. It can be a lot worse. God is good. And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay his debt. He can't pay his debt. He can't pay. You know what? You have until your last heartbeat to get this figured out. You know what I mean? He can't pay his debt. But see, remember that prodigal son who was living in a pile of poo-poo? Pig poo-poo? And all God's people. No, he was living in this. This is of his own design. This is where his best ideals, his best thoughts, the best he could do, this is where it got him, right? But what happened? He came to his senses. He's like, I'm going back to Dad's house. I'm going back to... See, for us right here, it's not too late. It is not too late. Right now, right here, we can decide today that I'm not going to hold back on forgiveness anymore. Amen? I'm going to grant it even though they don't deserve it. I'll step out on a limb saying, they probably don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. But you don't deserve it either. Right? Right? Amen? Sister King, can I get a witness? Thank you, Lord. All right, God is good. 35. So also my, listen. Up until now, it's just a really cool story. So also my Heavenly Father will do to every one of you. To every one of you. Jordan, it doesn't matter what's happened. It doesn't matter the evil, wicked, vile. Don't get me wrong. The Lord sees and he says, vengeance is mine. He says, I'll take care of it, but that's not your job. That's not your job, okay? I love these people that you're hating on. I love them just like I love you. My son didn't just die for you. Get yourself off the pedestal. You're not the king of nothing, right? Not specifically talking to you, dog. I mean, I kind of did single you out, but I mean, you know what I mean. You got to forgive me, okay? So also, my Heavenly Father will do to every one of you. That's all of us, man. No one can slip through this. Cori ten Boom couldn't slip through it. She lost her family in German concentration camps. She had to forgive these folks, man. Yeah, she had one of these German prison guards, you know, that made her life a living hell, walks into one of her church services one night. Boom! In your face. What you going to do now, man? Up until that point, man, you know, it's all fun and games as long as we're not face to face. That's where the rubber meets the road, right? Right? But she had to forgive, and she did forgive. You know what I mean? Everyone know that cat, that dude, El Delgato? No, I'm playing. Everyone know? Everybody know Leonardo? Not the kid, not the cute kid in the pictures. What's the? Leonardo da Vinci. Rick McClary, fan of art. Not the kid. Okay, Leonardo da Vinci. Now, for the remainder of this little story, if I say DiCaprio, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the painter guy, okay? Okay, so no one likes start snickering or laughing or whatever. Every time y'all do that, I think I got toilet paper on my shoe or something. Okay, Leonardo da Vinci, big time painter guy. He's painting the disciples and Jesus. This is a good story, man. I read this at like 2 in the morning. He's painting this, and he gets to Judas. Now listen, he gets to Judas, and the day before he's doing this painting, he had a falling out with his homie, his good buddy, okay? And he had unforgiveness in his heart. So he's like, okay, here's Judas here. So he gets down. Leonardo da Vinci paints this guy, his friend, not his friend, paints him as Judas right there. It's Judas. And like, when he sees this, he's going to, no, I hate your guts, man. We are done, bro. You are Judas. You are Yoko Ono to my Paul. You know what I mean? We're done, dude. I don't like you. And then he goes to paint Jesus. This is a true story, man. I mean, from what I read. It's on the internet, so it's true. He goes to paint Jesus, man, and he can't get it right. He's like, no, I can't. He could not, this brilliant, magnificent, artistical dude could not paint Jesus. And a lot of the pictures of Jesus we see today are because of his interpretation. You know what I mean? He couldn't get it right. See, our relationship, he never got it right until he went back over to Judas, scribbled it out, put some generic dude's face on there. Then he was able to paint the Jesus's face that we all know and love and we see it around. See, your relationship is all messed up, man, with Jesus when you got unforgiveness in your heart. You gotta clean it up. You gotta get rid of it. We got to release these people. Amen? So that was a cool story. Anyways, where are we at? What are you talking about? Okay. Matthew 6 and verse 14. Okay. It's just a few pages backwards if you want to turn, but it's right there on your monitor. For if you, this is true, man. You know what I mean? For if you forgive others their trespasses... Okay, so it's a choice. If I want to, I can. Okay, cool. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Huh? What? Verse 15. But if you do not forgive, listen, if you don't remember anything else today, you've got to remember this. Okay. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's a big problem. That is the big problem right there. You see what I'm saying? Listen, who's in heaven? Who dwells in heaven? Forgiven people dwell in heaven, right? So if, dude, listen, my buddy Arnie, preacher Arnie, okay, I'm talking to him about this and like, you know, don't, because I just want to do right by you guys. You know what I mean? I'm talking to him. He's like, dude, don't overcomplicate it. It speaks for itself, bro. It is what it is. If you do not forgive others their debts, then Jesus Christ, God, cannot forgive you. That is a humongous problem, dude, if you're looking to spend all eternity in heaven, right? Right? So we don't have a choice. We really don't have a choice. Raise your hand if you want to spend eternity in heaven. Okay. Not a lot of people walking the line there. Not a lot of people like, you know, that thing about hell having all the good things. Well, that might be true. I don't know. But what I'm saying is we want to go to heaven. Amen? Not all the good bands. Okay, any old hoot and holler. Does anyone love Jesus this morning? Does anybody love me? Okay. All right. I believe you. Okay. Okay, real fast. Ephesians 4:32. Turn real fast. Turn real fast. Thank goodness for Sister Dana's Bible drills. Ephesians 4:32. This is Apostle Paul weighing in. So listen, we have to decide to forgive. This is the thing. We make a decision. It starts with a decision, an act of my will. Okay, I am releasing this person from this debt. I'm going to release him. That's where it starts. I make that decision. Y'all with me? And then when I release this person, okay, I need to bear some fruit. My life should bear some good fruit. Okay, because an unforgiving heart, now listen to this. An unforgiving heart is not going to bear the fruit of kindness, of gentleness. You see what I'm saying? When I see that person, no matter how hard I try, deep down inside there's that bitterness, man, until I decide to give it to the Lord. You see what I'm saying? Well, you know what, Paul, I see what you're saying, but, you know, time heals everything, and this is just way too fresh. Time without Jesus Christ heals nothing. Nothing at all. Straight up. Dude, I am being honest with you because I know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Dude, my thing, my struggle with this dude, okay, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how long ago it happened until I decided that I'm truly, real deal, giving this to the Lord, standing on that decision. You know what I mean? The mention of that person's name will cause me to go cray cray. For real, dude. And am I making sense? Okay. Anybody bored? No, don't answer that. Don't answer that. Just play with your phone or something. I'm playing. We're really almost done. Okay. Be kind. Listen, Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted. This is the fruit I'm supposed to bear when I forgive this person. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted. Tenderhearted, that's so hard. Yeah, like the woman at the well, tender. The woman caught in adultery, tender. You see what I'm saying? Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Think about it, man. You've been forgiven. Who are you to hold on to unforgiveness? Are you playing God? Do we think we're God? You know, I do not grant you forgiveness. Now, I need it. I want it. Everybody that I've ever hurt, I want your forgiveness, man. I don't want to be in prison to you. I need God's forgiveness. But you don't get my forgiveness, man. You do not deserve it. We do not deserve what's been done for us. That's what grace is all about. Amen? Okay, so we make a decision. And we stand on that decision, okay? And that's what the Lord's looking at right there, man. I have decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to give this to you. I release this person. Well, it's impossible to do it on your own. I'm talking about some deep, 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 deep stuff, man. You can't do it on your own because you're always going to return back to what happened to you unless you give it to the Lord. And then when Satan reminds you, because he does and he will, he's going to remind you, hey, remember what happened to you when you were little? You remember that? You know what I'm saying? And there it is, man. But when you feel that, you've got to return back to that decision. I forgive you in the name of Jesus. It's not you. You can't do it on your own. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see what I'm saying? You got to give it to him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You're not going to do it on your own. You're going to be miserable because you're going to be so depressed because I want to let him go, but I can't let him. I want to let him go. You know what I mean? But when I give it to the Lord, that's where that peace comes from. Amen? I can do all things through Christ. Amen? So I make the decision. I make the decision. I'm not going to focus on the offense. What happens when I can't let go of the offense? When I keep thinking about it, like I just said, return to that decision. Jesus, I give this to you. I'm trusting in you. Amen. I'm not going to focus on the offense. I'm not looking to get even. That's a good place to be, really, when you're not looking to get even. That's as deep as I'm getting into that. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Kayla, we got to bear some fruit here. I've made the decision. Now I'm in this process, man, because it is a process. It is definitely a process, and it can take a little bit of time, bro. But I'm in this process, and I got to bear good fruit. Amen? That's going to tell me when I'm bearing that fruit of kindness when the dude walks in the church. I've thought about it, really. I've thought about, you know, someone walking in the dorm like, class is dismissed. You know what I mean? You know, what you going to do when you see the dude? You told Jesus you were going to let it go. Amen? We got to bear that fruit of kindness, that fruit of gentleness. Amen? I'm not going to treat them. Oh, hold on. Ooh, man, I got to stop writing in cursive, really. Okay, I am going to treat them as though it never happened. Man, that stings, don't it? That is hard. That is hard. That is very hard. But we got to do it. That's the process. And when I feel that unforgiveness creeping back up, and you're right, Miss Ellen, it is excruciatingly hard. But we return back to that decision, what God has done for me. What has he done for me? Do I really have an option in this? And through the Holy Spirit, guess what? I have the Holy Spirit, right? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He will give me the strength to do this. Hey, man, he says, I'll give you all things pertaining to life and godliness. He needs this done. He wants this done. This is big time witness stuff, man. You got to do this. Amen. He's not going to leave us hanging. Amen. So listen, these things should be slipping away. Ephesians 4 and 31. Let all bitterness. See, that bitterness is just like the story we just read. That root of bitterness, it's not just you. That root of bitterness defiles everybody around you, man. Let all bitterness and wrath, this is really going to strike a nerve with some folks, man. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander. Wouldn't you like to be at the place where when you hear that name, you don't just start raging? You know, don't you want to be at that place where you're not slandering that person anymore? You know what I mean? Destroying them by your mouth. Amen. And slander be put away from you, along with all malice, all ill will. These things, when I truly repent, these things are going to get less and less, and they're going to turn into kindness. Amen? Okay, I'm going to wrap it up with this. The fruit is what's going to show us where our heart is. Okay, I've made that decision. I've made that decision to release this person. I've made that decision. And now in this process, I'm not going to treat that person like I used to treat them. I'm not going to be spiteful. These behaviors are going to change and they're going to turn to kindness, to gentleness. Amen? I'm going to bear good fruit. Now, there was a situation where John the Baptist was doing the thing and the Pharisees come to check him out. And this is what he says. Because you look at the Pharisees and you look at a lot of church people, you're like, man, dude's got it going on. Cool Christian dude. Time changed. He was at church on time. I was there before Preacher Paul was, which ain't too hard to do. Anyways, this is what he says, Matthew 3 and verse 8. Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. If you're a changed person, if I'm a forgiving person, then I'm going to bear fruit like I've repented of this sin. It's not going to happen overnight, but I'm standing on that decision that I made. You know, I release this person. This dude is not destroying my life anymore or my family's life or my coworker's life. You know what I mean? I'm tired of thinking about what happened to me in each and every praise and worship service. You know what I mean? Okay. 1 John 2, 6. Whoever says he abides in him, so if you claim to be a Christian here, you claim to belong to Jesus Christ, whoever says he abides in him ought to walk. That's not ought to, like if you feel like it. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. I'm supposed to follow Jesus Christ's example. He's my master. I belong to him. I'm not my own. I've been bought at a price. I'm a new creation in Christ. What did Jesus Christ say on the cross, man? It's Palm Sunday next week. Father, forgive them, man. They have no clue what they're doing. Forgive them, Lord. Man, I'm not doubting that, you know, we've been hurt. People are downright evil and do selfish things. And sometimes people didn't even mean to hurt you. But it's still traumatic and still messing up your life, right? So look, man, let's say this prayer. But you got to forgive in your heart. Mouth and the words is a start, but man, you got to get it in your heart. And it's a decision. And Satan's going to try and steal that decision from you. But you remind him, Jesus Christ paid a debt I couldn't pay. I'm not holding this person in bondage anymore. I release him. He owes me nothing. Amen? True that? And all God's people said true that? Okay. Thank you, Father.